Take a moment to ensure you are in a comfortable position. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Begin by taking a deep, refreshing breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Each time you let a breath out, you release toxins from your body. Deep breathing is a quick and easy way to restore vitality to your mind and body. Take another deep breath in through your nose and slowly let it out through your mouth. Bring your awareness onto your body. Are you holding any muscles tight? If so, try and relax them by focusing on them and taking slow, deep breaths. Anywhere you are holding tightness or tension in your body, imagine sending warm, golden waves of energy through it. The energy is the consistency and color of honey. You may want to send the energy to specific places like your neck or lower back, or you may also see it like a waterfall flowing down over and through all parts of you. However you see it, allow it to soothe your body, your mind, and your spirit. Focus on your breathing. Continue to breathe in and out through your nose. Bring your attention onto your heart. See roots growing down from the bottom of your heart. They grow down through your stomach, through your torso, through your hips, out through the bottom of you, and down to the floor. The roots from your heart continue growing down, deep into the earth. You feel your energy grounding. As the roots spread out into the earth's soil, your energy grounds even further. The roots go down as far as feels right for you, perhaps going all the way to the core of the earth. They spread out far and wide and begin to naturally draw in energy and resources. It all flows back up to your heart with ease. This healing energy merges with your heart. With each beat of your heart, it flows through you, cleansing, refreshing, and then releasing the toxins when you breathe out. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly let it out through your mouth. Hold your attention on your heart. The roots will stay put and continue to pull in energy. See yourself putting a white bubble around your energy field. Ask God and your higher self to help you with this. See this bubble shimmer around you. Using your powers of intention and visualization, grow the wall of the bubble until it is several feet thick. Ask for more help, ensuring your bubble is as strong as possible. Remind yourself that you are your thoughts. If you think it and imagine it, then it is so. You are visualizing a solid, unbreakable, and impenetrable bubble around you, so therefore, it is there. Allow yourself to trust that God and your higher self are watching over this bubble and assisting you during the meditation. You are now in a safe, grounded, and healing space. You are ready to transmute any energy that isn't love and light back to its natural state. Continue to breathe deep as you allow your fears to come to the forefront of your mind. Do not block their flow, nor try to think about them or engage with them in any way. If something comes up that surprises you, don't wonder why or from what part of your mind it came. Just let anything and everything come up and sit around you. See all your fears, concerns, and worries as a dark cloud filling the space all around you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, ask the earth to send more energy up your roots and into your heart. Do not worry, you will attract more dark thoughts through this process. Your bubble of white light is ensuring you are safe. And in truth, these thoughts that fill this cloud have always been in your energy field. You just hid them from view. The darker and thicker the cloud, the more energy of love and light you will soon liberate into your life stream. Ask now for God to create a second bubble in your heart. This bubble begins as a microscopic speck, so pure and so small, it is made of only one element, love. It's a spark of the highest love available in this universe. Although small, it burns bright enough to light up your whole chest. This bubble sits in the very center of your heart, clearing away any darkness there. The bubble starts to grow bigger. As it does so, it pushes on anything that doesn't match its vibration. Anything that is not love or light remains outside the bubble and is pushed upwards and outwards. The bubble grows quick and with power as it goes through your body and then continues out to your auric field. The dark cloud around you is pushed out. All of the fear, heavy thoughts, and particles of the dark cloud are being pushed away. The bubble continues on until it is within a few feet of the outer bubble protecting you. The fear and dark energy is now trapped against the inner wall of your outer bubble. It cannot affect you nor return to you from here. Just observe that it is there and know that your fear of acknowledging it was your biggest hurdle to transmuting it. It is now in a place where you can safely say to it that you see it, you accept it, and you want it to release and return to source. It is time to let all of your fears, worries, and concerns go to a higher power, which will handle them with ease and grace. You will do this in a moment by pulling the bubbles back into your heart and then handing them and the energy trapped between them over to God. There's no need to worry you are sending too much or you are creating a burden for God. God wants nothing more than to help you and to see more love in this world. Transmuting energy back to love is a gift you give not just to yourself, but to the whole universe. You will do this as fast as possible in order to keep your mind from trying to intervene. On the count of three, see the bubbles and the energy trapped between them swoop into your heart. Once the bubbles hit your heart, angels will take over and carry them back to source. All you must do is thrust the bubbles inward, let go, and let God and the angels handle the rest. On three, one, two, three. The bubbles fly in, let go, and let God. And it's done. Your energy is clear. You have transmuted your fear. You have done all you can and are required to do. The rest will be handled for you. All you must do is give love and thanks for the help you received. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Facing your fears and choosing to transmute the energy takes a great deal of courage. Take a few moments to let the knowledge sink in that what you have just done was a process few are willing to undergo. Whether it seemed too easy and you felt nothing, or it was overwhelming, makes no difference. There is no correct feeling or experience for this meditation. Return your attention to the roots going from your heart to the earth. Begin pulling up even more energy from the earth. Your energy field is clear, and there is plenty of room for fresh, new energy now. Allow the energy to continue to flow in, and at the same time, take your attention up towards the sky. See a swirling cloud there, flowing with the color that your higher self has chosen for you today. It can be any color that feels right to you. Let that cloud pour a stream of energy in this color down to you. Receive it through the top of your head. The wispy, fresh, color-infused energy flows through you and all throughout your auric field. You are now energized, refreshed, and healed. Send gratitude and love to God, the angels, the earth, and your higher self. Thank you for taking the time to do this meditation with me. Take a few deep breaths. When you're ready, open your eyes.